Okay, so we've established that QRs provide access to and support for students to engage in research, but what are the students doing for that research? In Tiny Earth, the answer is the dwindling supply of antibiotics. Antibiotics are the medicines, of course, that we take to cure bacterial infections. They're also used in other applications like veterinary clinics or farms or on crops. However, largely due to overuse, bacteria are becoming increasingly resistant to the antibiotics that we have, rendering them useless. And you can see here that antibiotic resistance has risen sharply this century, especially for seniors. Scientists worldwide are warning of a looming crisis as antibiotic resistance surges globally, predicting 40 million deaths by 2050. And yet, pharmaceutical companies have largely abandoned antibiotic discovery. So why, you may ask? Well, it's simply not that lucrative. It takes a billion or billions of dollars to move a new drug from discovery to market. But then you, the consumer, only takes it for, right, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, how long you take an antibiotic, in contrast to other drugs that are taken for much longer, like statins or SSRIs, which you might take for life. And therefore, those are much more lucrative. So once again, enter Tiny Earth. So Tiny Earth students turn to the soil, a rich repository of bacteria where many of our medicines come from. Tiny Earth students spend a semester working on this problem. First, they collect a soil sample, just a tablespoon or two from their soil of their choosing. It could be from their backyard, it could be from a local park, it could be from their campus, a field, it doesn't matter. They get to choose. They dilute their soil in sterile water, they inoculate petri plates with those soil dilutions, they wait a few days to see what grows, and this is the first discovery in Tiny Earth. The students see how alive the soil is when their plates are just covered with bacteria. Next, they choose a few bacteria to screen, so now I'm in module two here, to screen for antibiotic activity by growing them with safe relatives of known pathogens. We do not use the actual pathogens in the lab, in the class. And the experiments usually result in several bacteria showing a, quote, zone of inhibition where the soil bacteria, that's what's circled in red up on the slide, where the soil bacteria basically stopped the safe relative of that pathogen in its tracks. And so you can see that zone of inhibition, that clearing area on that plate. And so discovering that bacteria that is an antibiotic producer, that's the second discovery in Tiny Earth. So here we are only in module two, and the students have already had two pretty major discoveries that literally no one has ever looked at before, because it's the soil of their choosing and the isolates that grew from it. At this point, the students don't know what their bacteria are, but they're hooked on figuring it out. So that leads to countless more discoveries. They can try a battery of classic microbiology tests. They can do all kinds of genomic applications to characterize and possibly even identify the soil bacteria that have shown antibiotic activity. Some Tiny Earth courses even take it a step further, moving into module four, where the students further elucidate the actual molecules that bacteria are making, because at the end of the day, antibiotics are in fact molecules.